What up, what up, what up? And this is your humble host, Tim. And this is another episode of Wow-Word. And this episode, we're going to be breaking down one of my favorite shows, Family or Fiancé. So we can talk about a little bit of love in the building. We talk about love. What that mean, though? So we're going to break that down this episode, Family or Fiancé. We also going to be talking about Kanye West. And we're going to be talking about Trump and Betsy DeVos. What love got to do with it? What love got to do with it? What love? We're going to break it down on this episode of Wow Word. Hope you enjoy the show. We gotta let Tina rock though a little bit. We gotta let her rock a little bit. Let her rock a bit. We're gonna break it down, Tina. Shout out Tina though. Shout out Tina though. What up, what up, what up? So our first topic, we're going to talk about this show called Family or Fiancé. So if you haven't seen it, it's on OWN. Very interesting show. Okay. And the show is pretty much, it follows a couple. Normally they all lovey-dovey. They're about to be married. So normally they're engaged and they have to pick. Normally they have to not pick, but they're trying to, they pretty much want to get the blessings of the bride's family and the groom's family. So sometimes they bring both the bride and groom, bring their families like their mom and dad, but sometimes they may bring their friends. And the whole goal of the show is that the couple, they want the blessing of both sides of the family, right? And this current episode that came on Saturday was Amani and Colby. So Amani was, she comes from a religious family, a Seventh Day Adventist family. And, you know, Colby is an atheist. Okay, so you already know. That's already going to be interesting right there. And a lot of the episode, they try to convince Colby to be a believer. They're interrogating him in terms of why he's an atheist, all of that stuff. And I guess he was a believer, but then I guess he said, hey, he didn't believe in it anymore. So, but I guess the family of Amani was very worried because now she was saying that she wanted to be an atheist now. So, you know, clash of values right there. Ultimate clash of values. So one of the things I always love about this show is because they show the values. And as I'm getting older, that is my new word, values. You got to have values that are compatible, okay? It got to be compatible for you and the other person, okay? So it can't be oil and water. But it seemed like she was trying to be with it, you know, I guess. So she said that she had done the research with him and they wanted to be atheists. So cool. But Colby, when you're a couple, you're not just a couple by yourself, unless you want to be a couple by yourself, you got to relate to the family. And the family was not, Amani's family was not going for it. Another controversy, which I want to see y'all have y'all feedback on, is Colby, he kind of talked about his second date. Well, I think Amani talked about the second date, and then Colby came to her on a second date and was like, hey, you know, you'll look better if you got braces. You look 2 points better if you got braces or whatever, whatever. Whoop-de-whoop. And, you know, Amani, she said she wasn't offended. And she said, hey, I wanted to get braces anyway. When Amani told that to her sister, she was not having it. She was very upset because, you know, it's a rude thing to say, you know, like, you should just love her based on how she looks, like, or based on how she naturally is. Not saying that she has to improve in order to, you know, you'll like her and you'll like her only if she changes herself, right? But I think Colby had a little bit of a good point where he said, hey, you know, what's the difference between that and a lot of women saying, hey, they have a certain type. They have a certain physical type. So they may only want a tall guy, or only want a light-skinned guy, or a dark-skinned guy, or they only want a guy that make a certain amount of money, or, you know. So from his perspective, he was like, hey, I wasn't trying to be rude. I was just being honest. He was being honest and truthful. Now, I guess because we was not there, tone and all of that stuff probably matter. So what do you think? So was Kobe out of line when he just when he asked Imani on a second date if she was going to get braces or not? So was that out of line? So, you know, hit me up on the Facebook and Instagram. Tell me what you think. But also, I guess a lot of people was upset as well, because I guess the sister was saying, hey, 1 minute it can be you want you changing your, you know, appearance, and then the next minute it could be something else that's not enough for him. So, you know, I guess from Imani's family's perspective, it was looking like Kobe was being very controlling, which he probably is. He probably is being. But I mean, and then they asked him straight up, hey, if Imani didn't get that, get her teeth fixed, or if she didn't get braces, would y'all still be together? He said no. He said nah. Like, and he didn't say it rude. He said it very matter of fact. You know, now me personally, and I think a lot of the people there, like Imani's family, was looking at that as being very shallow. And that is, you know, I think so. I think it's shallow. But at the same time, he knew what he wanted. You know, so I don't know. So like you said, you gotta hit me back and see what y'all think. So, you know, I personally think he was being shallow, you know. And the older and older I'm getting, I'm starting to look at values, because you can look, you know, bad, you can look real good, like in terms of like Rihanna or whatever, but if your values is incompatible with mine, it's not going to work, you know. It's no point. But I mean, he had a right to have his, at least he was honest though. And I feel like if more people are honest, I think relationships would be a lot better. If people were honest about their values, honest about their sexual attitudes, because, you know, everybody doesn't have the same sexual attitudes. You know, some people may be into the open marriage thing and some people may not be. And then, you know, some people may be polyamory, a lot of people may not be. So you gotta work that stuff out in the beginning, I think so. So just be as honest as possible. Now, like I said, I don't know how in the tone that he said it, but I don't think he was wrong there. But I also think, from my perspective, Imani has low self-esteem as well, because I do agree with her sisters in the terms of, one, you don't want to start changing yourself just to get a man, or, you know, you don't want to change yourself just to be in a relationship, you know, because at a certain point, you're not going to be able to recognize yourself. It seemed like Kobe was not willing to compromise on much of anything. You know, he didn't want to really build a relationship with the family. He was like, hey, if they like me, they like me. If they don't, they don't. And a little part of me understood his mentality, because he said one line, which I know some of y'all may not agree with, but I understand. But I, like I said, I'm not in a relationship and I don't plan on being in one. But he said a line. He said, yo, he didn't feel like he was like emotionally. He didn't feel like he emotionally was there, in terms of like, he didn't want to deal with so many emotions, you know, like he didn't feel like he had the emotional energy to deal with her family. And I've been there. Like, I don't really, like, if it's too much conflict, too much drama, I kind of check out. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was being honest. He said what he had to say. And he didn't want to have to keep going back and forth with it. Now, what I've learned is that if you're going to be in relationships, it's going to be an emotional toll. You know, so it's not just you and your feelings. You have to be willing to compromise. And me, I know that about myself. I'm not really too willing to compromise on my core beliefs, my core values, you know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, I felt him when he said that. He was like, man, he was through, you know. But all in all, I think Imani, if I was counseling them, I would say, Imani, you need to get your self-esteem up and, you know, not change yourself to be in a relationship, you know what I'm saying? But I also felt what Kobe was saying in terms of him being honest. You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, be honest about your preferences. And if it's shallow, hey, he might want shallow. I don't know. So what do you think? Tell me what you think on the Facebook and Instagram. So we going to the next topic. Tina. You know we had to end that. We know we had to end it on that. She's speaking facts, though. Shout out Tina Turner. She's speaking that facts, though. We on the next topic, though. All right, so we on to the next topic. So we gonna be talking about Kanye West. You know, so he made fire beats, right? But just because you're good in one area doesn't mean that you're good in all areas, right? So, you know, if you haven't heard, like about a week ago, or about 2 weeks ago, he said he was going to run for president. And I'm trying to say it right here, right now, in Wild Word. I have faith that most black people will not vote for Kanye West. We are not falling. We are not falling for the okie doke. We're not falling for it. We're not falling for it. Okay? Fire beats. This is a smooth beat. You know, but we ain't falling for it. And one of the reasons why I think we're not falling for it is because we are rational beings, okay? Just because you're good in one area doesn't mean that we're going to just lose all logic and just vote for Kanye West. We understand what Kanye West stands for right now, okay? Like I said, I love his music. You know, I don't really listen too much now, but, you know, I can't deny him when it comes to producing and, you know, College Dropout, Late Registration, Graduation. Those are classic albums, okay? But, you know, we're not asking you to make a new album. We're asking you to become the president. And one of the reasons for me why I definitely can't rock with it was probably two reasons. One is that he is a proud non-reader. Now, when we start talking about taxes, economy, we start talking about the military, we start talking about real complicated stuff, like in terms of government, I'm gonna need somebody who is actually into reading, okay? That's one of the things that is messing us up now. And at the time of this recording, we had a lot of states, you know, reopen too quickly. And why was that? Because Donald Trump does not believe in science. He doesn't take science seriously. Dr. Fauci, all of the scientists that went to school for, you know, and studied pandemics and studied all of this stuff, he like, nah, we don't need y'all expertise. I know what's best. I alone can do it myself. I know what's best for the country. And that's a total messed up ideology to have, you know? And that's why currently we have Florida, Georgia, Texas, a lot of those states that just wanted to reopen real fast, reopen all the economy and businesses so fast. Now, a lot of them have to close back down because the COVID cases are getting out of control. 100,000 a day and the hospitalizations are going up almost to capacity in Texas. So not reading and not being willing to follow science has deadly consequences. Deadly. Okay, so this is beyond. So reason why I'm bringing up Trump is because Kanye West has been someone who's been a Trump supporter. Now, I saw in the Business Insider article where it talked about, you know, his platform, quote unquote, Kanye West's platform. He said that he's not really with Trump like that, but he still holds many of those same beliefs. You know, another person you got to bring up is Candace Owens, because if you hear Candace Owens speak, who's a quote unquote conservative, you probably see her on Facebook, you know, spouting a lot of conservative talking points. He pretty much seems like he believes a lot of things that she believes in terms of politics. So one thing they always talk about was, oh, I don't want to be a slave to the Democratic Party, and the Democratic Party was racist. And then they find some old picture back in the 1930s or something like that, where you could find Democrats being racist, you know, and people who have done history and read history, right? That's why reading is important. Reading matters, right? That's not something that's like a mic drop, right? Both parties have been racist in this country, depending on the time period that you're talking about. Okay, we even had the anti-federalists in the Federalist Party in the 1700s that were racist. We had a Whig Party that was racist. So saying the Democratic Party was racist at one point in time doesn't really, it's not a mic drop like a lot of conservatives try to make it out to be, right? So black people are rational people, okay? So the reason why a lot of black folks started voting Democrat is because, so from 1860s, 65 all the way up till 1964, black people for the most part voted Republican. Okay, so back in the day you had something called radical Republicans, who were the people in the 1860s who was passing the 13th, they forced the South, right, mind you, to pass the 13th Amendment, which abolished slavery except for punishment of a crime, but we'll talk about that later. 14th Amendment that said that we were citizens, right? You're born here, you're a citizen. And the 15th Amendment that gave black men the right to vote, right? And that's why black men during the Reconstruction period were able to be politicians for the first time, and we had our first black senators for the first time in the Reconstruction period, right? And during that time, yes, the Democrats were the racist party. They were the ones who were with the KKK trying to hang blacks. But by the time you get to 1964, the Republicans, they run a candidate that actually votes against the Civil Rights Act. So that is why after 1964, black people switched, because it was in their rational interest to do so. They switched, and that's when they started voting Democrat, right? And they started voting for, what was the president? Lyndon Baines Johnson, right? So in the 1964 election, so go read that. So after Kennedy gets killed, right? And then you got Lyndon Johnson in 1964, and you see what the Republicans did. They ran against civil rights. That's why black people ever since then started rocking with the Democratic Party. Now, we're not saying that they were perfect, right? Because Lyndon Baines Johnson did some good things, but then he also had us in Vietnam, which we shouldn't have been in, right? So but that's the nuance that you miss when Candace Owens and Kanye West pretty much repeat the same talking points over and over. Oh, y'all are slaves to the Democratic Party, and the Democratic Party was racist. Yeah, depending on the time period that you're talking about. Because, like you said, after 1964, those same racist Democrats went over to the Republican Party, right? So, you know, that's what I'm saying. That's why you got to read, you got to understand history. Because history is not just a trivia, you know, like something you just do on Family Feud or Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. History, it informs your perspective. So if you get your history wrong, you're going to get the present wrong, and you're going to get the future wrong. Okay? So, like I said, once he said he wasn't about reading, that's a dead mission. Okay? And then, like I said, even with the Trump Association, so even minus the Trump Association, you saying that you don't read and you're proud about that, that's not a good look. Nah. You know, when we start talking about taxes, the economy, we start talking about the military, we start talking about the Supreme Court, and you don't read, nah. Nah, homie. But like I said, you still the GOAT. You still one of the GOATs when it comes to music. But black people, I'm giving us more credit than that. I'm giving us way more credit. We are rational people, and we vote our interests. Right? We vote our interests. Biden, like I said, I'm not saying he's perfect, right? But we know for damn sure we ain't voting for somebody who doesn't read and who's proud about that. So, like I said, I'm rocking out to the music. I'm rocking out to the music. So this Drive Slow, Kanye. Okay. But nah, man, we can't have you be the president, man. We ain't for that. And I'm willing to bet anybody, most black people will not vote for Kanye West as president. I'm putting my money where my mouth is. So tell me what you think. All right. Drive slow, baby. Drive slow, baby. Wild word. All right, so we're on our last topic, and we're talking about education, okay? I'm your fellow teacher, Wild Word guest, Tim. And I just saw something, you know, a couple of weeks ago where they was talking about opening up the schools, reopening schools. You know, I saw that Trump, he said he was going to put pressure on governors to reopen the school, despite the fact that COVID cases are spiking in a lot of areas and around the country, around the USA. And then I saw Betsy DeVos, who is the education secretary, and she was pretty much saying the same thing. Oh, and then she called out Fairfax County in Virginia, because some of they pretty much gave their parents or their schools an option, like, hey, do y'all want to come in 2 days? You know, we split the you know, 8A B day, you know, or you can just do it completely from home, remote. And she, you know, the Betsy DeVos just shot that down. Was like, oh no, remote learning was a, you know, was a travesty, and it, nobody was learning, and you know, y'all need to go back to school. But I'm like, as soon as I heard that, this song came right in my head, right here. They don't care about the teachers. They don't care about us. What's going on? What is going on? I'm like, they don't care about us. I had to get to the hook, you know, MJ. That's what I was feeling when they was going through the press conference. I was like, yo, all the people dying, you know, dying and stuff. And there's no way that you can social distance in the classroom. Take this from a high school teacher. You cannot social distance in the classroom. You cannot. Okay. And since I've been home teaching, I've been getting much better with teaching remotely. You know, they have a Screencastify. They have a lot of things that we can use to teach remotely, you know. But the key thing is what is our priorities as a nation? You know, and it seems like many people, Trump and a lot of these conservatives, their priority is making money and profit over people. You remember when they forced the meat packers to go back to work, and they used the Defense Production Act to get the meat, because they want meat was a priority all of a sudden, and they forced the meat packers to go to work. And if they didn't, they'd be fired. But whole time, he didn't use those powers to get PPE for nurses who are working in the front line. And if we go back to school, like public school teachers, we're going to be just like nurses. Like, kids are, you know, we're in a tight space, you know, crowded classrooms, like 25 to 30 people. You know, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. And we got to just ask ourselves, what are we valuing people's lives? Or are we just trying to get back to making money and worrying about stocks? You know, that's pretty much what it is right now. You know, I know a lot of times government, when we talk about politics and stuff, we want to get all complicated with it. But this is just about pure values and pure priorities, you know. And I can even imagine just even, you know, like a year or so from now, you know, how is that going to work with trying to enforce a mask policy at the high school level? Like teenagers, we all been teenagers, and teenagers are, you know, a lot of them tend to be a little bit rebellious. You know, that's just, you know, development. That's just what happens in your development. So we can barely try to keep people or enforce a uniform policy. It's going to be very tough to try to enforce a mask policy at school, you know. And if they don't have the mask, or they forget it, or they don't want to wear it, then are we going to just send them back home? Like, so it's a lot to think about. I just think for right now, we need to just do this remote learning. And for the kids who don't have internet, we got to work with them. We should be using the whole summer to ensure that they have that available for them, you know. But we got to just change our whole priorities as a nation. You know, we are hit with a pandemic. We shouldn't have folks still worrying about rent, and you know, we should have been paid the landlord so that they can have a rent freeze. There's a lot of things we should have been did, you know. That's why, like, who is in the White House and who represents you at the state and local level, public policy matters. Okay, And what are our priorities going to be? Is it going to be money or is it going to be actual people's lives? So at our school, we've had two teachers pass away because of COVID. So this is not some abstract, you know, type of political debate. This is life and death. So we got to see if they are actually going to prioritize human life or are they going to prioritize money. So you know we had to put it out like that. America, what y'all gonna do? What we gonna do? What we gonna do? All right. Peace.